It's time now for Talkin' Books, brought to you, as always, by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Don't forget to bring your favorite book when you head there for gelato, coffee, wine, and more. They always do their Tuesday book club as well. More on that coming up in just a bit. Joined now, as always, by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, and Tomorrow the World. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on? Feels like it's been forever.
I know. Turkey week.
Oh, because last week was Thanksgiving. That's
right.
Why. Yeah.
And I think I had to bail the week before for other commitments.
Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah.
It's been like 2 weeks since we've been
on
the air.
Yeah. But it's a big weekend coming up for the library because big book sale is coming back.
Yeah. I was going to start with like an intro of singing, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year."
Oh,
but I can't sing.
Oh.
You can sing. And then it would be like, "Do you mean Christmas, Susan Brown?" And then I'd say, "No, Aaron, it's the Friends book." So let's do it.
Okay.
So should I sing?
Yes.
No, I shouldn't sing.
Yes,
okay,
you should.
Ready?
You've already set it up.
We'll
I'll sing with
scene.
You. I'll sing with you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You mean Christmas, Susan Brown?
Well, that too, Aaron, but I was talking about the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library big book sale.
Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year. We're going to use that for the promo that we run later on.
Yes, absolutely. And I just sang on the radio.
Yeah, but so did I. So we're all in
this
together.
So you made me sound good.
Yeah.
No. Okay, quick sidebar.
You're relying on me to make you sound good singing. That is not a good life choice.
So here's the thing. Quick sidebar. Then we'll come back to talking about the Friends book sale. I love to sing. I mean, I love to sing. I know the words to so many songs. And I'm not afraid of getting up on stage. I'm just a terrible, terrible singer. And I was a part of the celebrations for the 100th birthday party for Forest Theater a couple months ago. And part of my job was to close out, offer some prompts for some questions to the audience, and then lead the audience in the singing of Happy Birthday to Forest Theater. And I was on stage with a bunch of folks. One of them is my dear colleague and friend, Catherine Wagner from UNC. Who can sing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she sings at Duke Chapel. She's a professional singer. So we're up there together, linking arms. We start singing. I'm just like, oh. And I just kind of faded into
this
the background.
This is when you just lip sync and just go
exactly.
with the flow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because when you put me next to somebody who can really sing, So, anyways, I did sing on the radio, but the reason you got me to sing, or I sang on the radio, is because of how much I love the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Why is that, Susan
Only
Brown?
For them would I sing on the radio. because they're one of my favorite things. They're like brown paper packages wrapped up in string and all of that. No, the Friends are awesome. We have an amazing Friends group. Every year, I think they can't possibly top what they did last year, and they always do.
Yeah.
So a little bit about the Friends. They are a all-volunteer, all-membership organization. What we often talk about is a Friends membership is one of the most low-cost, high-impact ways to have a direct effect on the Chapel Hill community because they support the library.
Mm-hmm.
They're an amazing group. They do many things. So they raise funds through membership. They have three big book sales a year, one of which is coming up. They run the Friends bookstore in the lower level of the library. They've started doing more special events, and they raise a lot of money for us.
Yeah.
They raise over $150,000 a year.
Awesome.
And they give us like 93% of that or something.
That's awesome.
I mean, almost their costs are so low. So they're a great, great group.
What is $150,000 like relative to the library's overall budget? Like,
that's
how
a great
much
question.
Is that?
So our total operational budget all in is around $3.4 million currently.
Okay.
And how we talk about the money that the Friends raise is we don't ever want that money to replace what the town does or the town should do. So the town provides the cupcake or the cookie. Or the cake, and the Friends provide the icing and the sprinkles and all the stuff that really make it tasty.
Awesome.
So they provide ongoing support for things like Explore More and the Circulator. They provide funding for our book club kits.
Mm-hmm.
They provide funding for extra collections, for special programs. They fund summer reading. They fund winter reading. They funded the lobby enhancements. They fund so many things, and they're lovely and generous and lots of fun.
Awesome.
So they're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the town contribution makes it the best library in the state, and the Friends make it the best library in the country.
There you go, Aaron Keck. That's it. So this weekend, it is the most wonderful time of the year because it's the Friends book sale. So how this works is Saturday and Sunday, it's open to the public.
Yep.
And I did not pull up the hours, but you're going to save me.
Saturday from 10 to 5:30 and then Sunday from 11 to 3.
There it is.
There you go.
Great prices on Saturday. And then Sunday is the famous $7 bag sale. But then Friday is members only. Mm-hmm. Tell me those hours, Aaron.
That's from 7 to 9 p.m., Susan.
Well, that's the Sip and Shop. That's right. And then it's also in the afternoon.
Oh, that's all I have is Sip and Shop.
Oh, sorry. Let me pull it up real quick. So the sale opens to the public on Friday. I think it's probably...
Wait, I should have this.
Yeah, I should know it.
It just starts Friday evening from 7 to 9 is Sip and Shop is all I have, so...
Friday, 3 till 5:30.
3 till 5:30, okay.
So that's so every book sale, it's always open in the afternoon. So that's members only. Mm-hmm. You can join at the door, and membership, I think, starts at $10 and goes up to, like, $35.
Right.
So if you want a first crack at the books on Friday, you can do that. That's 3 till 5:30. Then we close down for about an hour and a half because the Friends have started this new event, which people love, called a Sip and Shop. So Friday night, it's free with a current Friends membership, and you can join at the door. It's $25 for two people, and you get to shop, drink wine, have some nibbles. They often have like little raffles or silent auction kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's an event that I think this is the third or fourth one. And the first year they did it, they were like, will anyone come? And like 100 and some people came. And then the second one, like, well, will those people come? Will anybody else come? Like, 200 people came, so become very quickly a sort of signature event for the Friends, and it's really fun, and it's all ages, and it's really fun, and it's a really great value. So the sale opens Friday to members from 3 till 5:30. Sip and Shop is 7 till 9. You can join at the door on both of those. Open to the public on Saturday. Bag sale on Sunday. Tons of great books, and they have things like puzzles and board games and DVDs. It's great.
And a whole lot more. So ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. FriendsCHPL.org, is that the website? For more on the Friends. And that's Chapel Hill Public Library. So FriendsCHPL.org and get a whole lot more information about the big book sale. And if you go to Sip and Shop and you pay your entry to get in, you become a member of the Friends, right?
It's a really good deal.
All the way around.
Yeah.
Cool. So how are we recommending books?
Books about the book sale.
Books about the
or
book
friends,
sale. Or Friends.
Or shopping.
All right, cool.
Or drinking wine. That one's really stuck in my head. It's been a long week.
Okay, good. It's only Wednesday.
Oh,
you did
really?
Sing on the radio, though, so that is a long week.
It's going to be a long show for everybody. Like, oh. Okay.
All right, you first.
I will go first. So the first book I thought of when I was thinking about books and books about reading, and then I thought of you.
Aww.
So the first book that I want to recommend is called The World Between Two Covers, Reading the Globe, and it's by an author named Anne Morgan, and she's a British author. And the reason that I thought of you on this, because she does what I think of as a very Aaron Keck thing. She set this crazy reading goal. Like somebody who picked a book off every shelf at UNC Library?
Just went through the shelves and picked off whatever I wanted. Yeah.
That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Her goal was to spend a year trying to read a book from every country in the world.
Oh, nice.
So that's 197.
I was going to say, that's a fast pace right there.
Right? And it could be very dry. It just could be like, I read this book, and then
right.
I read this book. But she's very insightful, and she's a lovely writer, and so she weaves in sort of her personal life then, her reflections on reading, and one of my favorite passages in it is she's got this ongoing theme of the perception of the West in the books she reads.
Okay.
And she reads a book, I forget where it's set, maybe Indonesia or somewhere, and in it, she reads a passage where it basically says all Brits are racist.
Uh-huh.
And then she writes about reading that and processing it. And it's a beautiful passage where it like starts out, well, like certainly all Brits aren't racist. And then she processes it and she reads more and she reflects and she comes out at a different place. So it's a really, really good book. And I thought of you. So The World Between Two Covers by Anne Morgan.
The World Between Two Covers. Awesome. So I'm going to recommend a book, not so much about books, but about language. My friends and I were having this conversation, what was that, like 3 weeks ago or a month ago or 10 years ago? I don't know.
Whatevs.
Something like that. But whatevs is actually a really good example of the way in which language changes and new words get created and new twists on old words get created. And we speak to each other in different ways using different words and lingo, and we drop articles and change verbs and adjectives around to the point where now if you're having a conversation with someone, you can just reflect on some of the things that you say or some of the things that you text and be like, man, if this were 10, 20 years ago, what I just said would make absolutely no sense whatsoever. But it makes perfect sense now, and that's the evolution of language, and it's really fast, especially now that we're in the online age. So Gretchen McCulloch wrote a book called Because Internet.
Yes.
Which is sitting on my coffee table waiting to be read. But it grew out of this conversation with my friends, because my friend Kristen then got the book for me. So now it's waiting to be read. But it's all about the way that language is just rapidly changing and the rules of language are changing. And we all understand them and we can communicate with each other. But it's all largely driven by the online world and the texting world and all of that. But there are, it's not like we've thrown the rules of language out the window. We're developing new rules as we go. Like, there's still rules of language. They're just different, and we have to understand them. And that's what the book is all about. So I'm looking forward to it.
Or as my husband would say, we are blatantly disregarding proper grammar. No, that's a pretty recent book,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know how recent it is, but I think this year, actually.
Yeah, because I heard an interview with her, and I was like, this is so interesting. And it kind of ties into the current language of okay boomer, right?
Yes.
Like, that's this thing that's out there, which wouldn't make sense, 10 years ago or something. But now, of course, everybody's doing it.
Right.
And I mostly get okay boomered when I, use proper grammar and punctuation on text to my children, because they're like, what are you doing, Mom?
You don't end your text with periods, do you?
I mean, I kind of do.
You're not supposed to.
But
that conveys a tone.
Okay. I'm a boomer. No, yeah. I'm not a boomer, but I get okay boomer for that thing. It's like a whole meta thing that's happening now.
Yeah.
No, I really, yes, I want to read that book as well. It's on my list.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to reading it. So that's my recommendation
cool.
for this week. You got another one? Or?
I do. The other one that I want to recommend, thinking about the friends and books and also libraries, reflecting on my career, I feel like I often tell people, like, I've had every job in every kind of library. Except I haven't worked in a prison library. So
ooh,
I want to recommend a book that came out a couple years ago. Actually, gosh, 2011. Wow. It's called Running the Books, The Adventures of an Accidental Prison Librarian. It's by an author named Avi Steinberg. And it starts out as one of these books where it's kind of in the vein of, I did a thing for a year. You know, I went off and did the Oprah thing for a year. Or there was the year of living biblically. But people go off and do these things for a year. So the author, he's kind of at this midlife crisis or mid-20s crisis, and he's,
quarter-life crisis.
Yeah. And he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. And I think he started out as an obituary writer, but he takes a job
Maybe it is a midlife crisis.
Yeah, right? he takes a job running the library service at a prison in Boston. And he ends up writing this wonderful book about his time and the experience and the relationships and what libraries mean and what the state of prison are and the people and the stories, and it's really, really good. So I am recommending two nonfiction books, but it's an excellent, excellent read. And I bet either of these, but certainly this one, I bet you could find a copy at the Friends Book Sale.
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah.
And again, the Friends Book Sale begins on Friday for members, 3 to 5:30, sip and shop that evening from 7 to 9. Open to everyone Saturday from 10 to 5:30, and then the bag sale for everyone Sunday from 11 to 3. FriendsCHPL.org for more information, and check out the bag sale this weekend. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And check out La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Don't forget their Tuesday afternoon book club. Don't forget to bring your favorite book and check them out any day of the week. And by the way, thanks to Ed Review for the tweet earlier this afternoon. Next week, we're going to talk about that NPR list. So hang out with us a week from now for that.